Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yentan. Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Jayant Chowdhury, launched the Mudra Skill Loan Scheme in New Delhi yesterday. Under the scheme, education and upskilling opportunities will be provided to 25,000 youth across the country. Addressing the event, Chowdhury said the new scheme increases the loan amount limit to 7.5 lakh rupees from 1.5 lakh rupees earlier. He added that several non-banking financial companies, scheduled banks and rural banks have also been added to the scheme, which will provide hassle-free loans to students. The minister said this scheme had been mentioned by the Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the Union Budget 2024-25. The new model skill loan scheme is tailored to support advanced level skill courses, which often come with higher fees, creating a significant financial barrier for many deserving students. This initiative aims to bridge that gap, ensuring that aspiring candidates receive the necessary financial support to pursue their skill training. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has declared misleading and false those media reports being published on its investigation into the NEET UG 2024 examination. In a statement, the agency said it has conducted searches at 33 places so far and 36 persons have been arrested in the case, including 15 by Bihar police. The CBI said that during the investigation, several incriminating pieces of evidence have been gathered and the investigation is continuing. CBI stated that it came to notice that media reports are being published about its investigation of the case, which are speculative, misinformed and false. CBI advised that the publication of such reports may be completely avoided, as that creates an unfounded web of misinformation and opinions. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav yesterday inaugurated India's 500th community radio station through video conferencing in the presence of Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan and Chief Minister of Mizoram Laldo Homa. The station Apna Radio 90.0 FM is a station run by the Indian Institute of Mass Communication, ISOL. In his address, Vaishnav said the initiative will bring a substantive change in the lives of people in the coverage area of Apna Radio Station. He stated that this launch is also a significant milestone in the government's policy of artists. The minister informed that the union budget has made a record allocation under railway budget for the northeast region. As part of the 100-day special awareness campaign under Sankalp Hub for Empowerment of Women, a one-day session on women-centric legislation was held at Kohima yesterday. Advocate Techasenyo Vitu briefed on the various constitutional articles which ensure rights of women in India, including protection of women from Domestic Act 2005, sexual harassment of women at workplace, Prevention, Prohibition and Redressal Act 2013, and Equal Remuneration Act 1976. She also highlighted various schemes to ensure empowerment of women and the girl child and called upon all to be aware of the rights and privileges put in place in their interest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Kargil War Memorial on the occasion of the 25th Kargil Vijay Diwas today. He will pay homage to the soldiers who made supreme sacrifice in the line of duty. In a social media post, Prime Minister said, "It is a very special day for every Indian." He said it is a day to pay homage to all those who protect the nation. Modi also informed that work will commence for the Sinkundla Tunnel project today. Prime Minister will virtually carry out the first blast of the Sinkundla Tunnel project. This project features a 4.1-kilometer-long twin-tube tunnel at an altitude of approximately 15,800 feet on the Nimu-Patum-Darcha road. Upon completion, the Sinkundla tunnel will be the highest tunnel in the world, providing all-weather connectivity to Leh. Today is International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. The day is marked on 26 June every year as an effort to strengthen action and cooperation in achieving the goal of a world free of drug abuse. With the theme, "The Evidence is Clear, Invest in Prevention," this year's World Drug Day campaign recognizes that effective drug policies must be rooted in science, full respect for human rights, and a deep understanding of the social, economic, and health implications of drug use. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.